Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features you'll find there for free and do it all over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
So, of course, you can take control at 855-450-FREE. Otherwise, we've got stuff to share with you, like the latest in Homeland Security. And we talked about last hour, or so-called Homeland Security. Last hour, the school system in Washington County, Florida, they've installed fingerprint scanners in classrooms and will now be moving those scanners onto school buses to have kids scan in rather than sign in as far as taking a roll, for instance. And so you're seeing these police state, I guess, icons, or not icons, but this evidence of the police state kind of arising around you. And here's a little bit more of it for you from CNET.com's Declan McCullough, who is a really liberty-oriented dude. I remember we met him once at the Liberty Forum that happened a few years ago. In fact, the Liberty Forum's happening again. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. An internal U.S. Department of Homeland Security document indicates that a controversial program designed to predict whether a person will commit a crime is already being tested on some members of the public voluntarily, CNET has learned. Now, if this sounds a bit like the Tom Cruise movie Minority Report or the CBS drama Person of Interest, it is. But where Minority Report author Philip K. Dick enlisted physics to predict crimes, psychics, rather, big difference, DHS is betting on algorithms. It's building a prototype screening facility that it hopes will use factors such as ethnicity, gender, breathing, and heart rate to, quote, detect cues indicative of malintent.
So they're going to screw with,
black
Middle Eastern
male,
guys?
Middle Eastern, Hispanic males that might be sweating. I don't know what all the details are here, but it's ludicrous.
Yeah.
The latest developments, which reveal efforts to collect, process, or retain information on members of the public, came to light through an internal DHS document obtained under the open government laws by the Electronic Privacy Information Center. DHS calls it the Pre-Crime System Future Attribute Screening Technology, or FAST. If it were deployed against the public, it would be very problematic, says Ginger McCall, government counsel at EPIC, a nonprofit group in Washington, D.C. It's unclear why the June 2010 document specified that information is currently collected or retained on members of the public as part of FAST, and a department representative declined to answer questions that CNET posed 2 days ago. Elsewhere in the document, the program manager for FAST, Robert Middleton, refers to a limited initial trial using DHS employees as test subjects. He says that FAST sensors will non-intrusively collect video images, audio recordings, and psychophysiological measurements from the employees. Sounds non-intrusive? Psychophysiological sounds totally non-intrusive. With a subgroup of employees singled out with their permission for more rigorous evaluation. Peter Brogard, the deputy press secretary for the DHS, said that FAST is designed to track and monitor, among other inputs, body movements, voice pitch changes, prosody changes, which are the alterations in the rhythm and intonation of speech, eye movements, body heat changes, and breathing patterns. Occupation and age are also considered. A government source told CNET that blink rate and pupil variation are also measured. Field test of FAST has been conducted in at least one undisclosed location of the Northeast. Spokes bureaucrats said it's not an airport, but it is a large venue that is suitable substitute for an operational setting. Oh, could be the local mall. I'm not sure what that means. Although Department of Homeland Security has publicly suggested...
So they say that this is voluntarily, but is it voluntary for each of the people that are walking through it, or just voluntary for the venue that they picked?
Yeah, that's a good question, Mark. It certainly doesn't sound like everyone where they're testing these things is aware they're being tested.
I mean, how can they figure out somebody with malintent if they're only taking people that opt in?
Good point. Although the Department of Homeland Security has publicly suggested that FAST could be used at airport checkpoints, the TSA is part of the department after all. The government appears to have grander ambitions. One internal document from the DHS, also obtained by EPIC, says that a mobile version of FAST could be used at security checkpoints, such as border crossings, or at large public events like sporting events or even conventions. It also says that the next field trial of FAST will involve members of the public who have food service experience and are paid to work at a one-day VIP event. Most of the document is redacted, but each person is apparently told to act normally or to do something demonstrating malintent, such as being told to smuggle a recording device into the VIP event. The trick then is to see if FAST can detect which person is which. It's not clear whether these people were informed.
The problem is, though, if I'm told to do it, I'm not going to be as concerned about the results. I mean, one of the things about committing crime is there's sort of this adrenaline rush for doing it.
You might get caught.
Getting away with it. But a person trying to smuggle a camera into a venue either, A, may not consider it a problem, so that's not going to work, or B, if you're telling them to do it, they're not concerned with the outcome, so that's not going to work either.
Yeah. So it's not clear whether these people were informed or whether they were informed that they were participating in this study. The epic attorney.
But why would you do it? I mean, I wouldn't smuggle a camera in for you if I'm not participating in a study.
Yeah, it's very strange.
You're going to give me $200 to do it?
Oh. I think there are multiple things happening here. Maybe it's not been made clear, but it sounds like they've had different tests. So
okay.
there have been tests that have involved the Department of Homeland Security employees, where some were the culprits and some weren't. And then there were tests where it's unclear as to whether or not the people knew that they were being monitored.
Gotcha.
So it sounds like there are at least two different types of tests. The attorney who did press the department to obtain these documents said it's time for the privacy office to review the current state
of the
project.
I'm not sure being monitored matters, though. What I'm saying is that if the monitoring is supposed to pick up the malintent, I don't have the same intent if I am told to smuggle
right.
a camera in.
No,
I
get what
you're
saying.
I'm going to do it on my own.
They should do a privacy impact statement, he said, because it appears the most recent analysis was completed in December of 2008 and contemplates using volunteer participants who have given their informed consent. DHS is being unusually secretive about FAST. In February of 2010, a contract with a Massachusetts-based laboratory to build elements of the pre-crime system has every dollar figure blacked out. So, as I mentioned before, in these reports...
This thing is remarkably wasteful, then.
Yeah, these Freedom of Information Acts, as I mentioned here, are mostly redacted. So the information we have is very, very slim, and it already is disturbing. What other things are we missing? What other information has not been revealed that would make this all the more outrageous?
And at what point does voluntarily, quote-unquote, become leaving your house, quote-unquote?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the same thing with the kids at school. Yeah, they're allowing parents to opt out now, but how long before they just decide, well, this program works so great, we've just decided to eliminate the old program, and you don't get to opt out anymore. And what are you going to do about it? Not pay property taxes? Because that's the only way that you could somehow hold them accountable.
Sure, and I mean, the property taxes have gotten so expensive in many areas that you're paying $5,000 a year to send your kid to school in property taxes. Why in the world would you want to pay another $10,000 to send your kid to a private school at that point? I mean, it's very difficult to do.
The attorney in this case, McCall, this is one of the good guys, says... Relying on ambiguous biological factors to predict malintent is worrisome, especially if they're going to be rolling this out at the airport. I don't know about you, but going to an airport gives me a minor panic attack, wondering if I'm going to get groped by a TSA officer. So, it's a great point. And they had talked about doing this. TSA had talked about these behavior observational officers, or whatever they called them, that they were going to have human beings looking for what they call micro expressions. So, like if in a flash, your lip curls up or something happens, right, with your face, you have a little tick, some sort of facial tick that they're going to eyeball you.
I'm just thinking about the people that do the TSA stuff, taking off the gloves and then standing there watching people and trying to decide who's the bad guy and who's the good guy.
You know, I'm particularly squinty in the morning before I've had my coffee. Is squinting going to get me in trouble with the pre-crime force?
Good questions.
I am pissed when I go into an airport. I mean, this guy's concerned that he's going to get groped. I'm pissed knowing that they could grope me if they felt like it.
855-450-FREE. More coming up.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestrin.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast. Once again, that's m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. And the Ron Paul, we're going to give you an update on his fundraising today, the blackthisout.com. So hold that off. Mark will do that here in just a quick moment. But first, to finish up this piece about pre-crime
from Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security, is instituting a new program where they'll be using very, very expensive tools.
Yeah, that much is true.
I don't know if they'll be effective tools, but they will certainly be expensive, where they will be essentially taking as many observational snapshots of you as possible, video, audio. They're going to try to take your temperature. And they're supposedly going to do it with predator-like heat screen device.
Yeah.
So they're going to be using all manner of technology to determine your malintent, whether or not you have the intent to commit harm or to commit some sort of a criminal act. And this is a story from CNET.com's Declan McCullough, the chief political correspondent there at CNET. And they've been kind of going through this piece where basically, you know, one expert here is saying, look, this is a really bad idea. Using ambiguous biological factors to predict malintent is worrisome. And we know that they're going to be rolling this out. They're not admitting to wanting to do it in the airports, but come on.
Where are they going to put
right.
these?
It's the most obvious place for them, although he does suggest border checkpoints, which, of course, would also be another place that they would be likely to put these things. Just the more places they can put them to run you through the gauntlet, so to speak, the more control they will effectively have over the population. Because
right.
if it looks like you're nervous, then that's going to be reason for them to come. Well, our machine says that you're, you know, potential criminal, so now you've got to come through here, and we're just going to waylay you for 4 hours while we interview you in this room, and we subject you to all manner of tests.
Right, and this puts you in a position where you are guilty. Rather than being innocent and they need to prove your guilt,
yeah.
you have set off the machine. Prove to us why you are not bad. I mean, that's how life is going to be with these machines.
Well, maybe not, because we have the lie detector technology that isn't admissible in court. And with any luck, we'll go the same way with this.
Yeah, but how long did it take before the lie detector became inadmissible?
That's a good question, actually. I don't know.
I don't know on that, but the other question I'd have, you mentioned border security, is what's it going to be like for people who who aren't citizens of the country and who are trying to get in and happen to have a higher body temperature than the average person, or, you know, have a facial tick or whatever it is that sets this little gizmo off? I mean, they're not even going to ask any questions. No, you can't come in here. Sorry, you can't come with your family on holiday. No, you can't come in here to go to work today. Whatever. No. And so they don't have to. They're not going to give you a trial as a, you know, a person who's a non-citizen trying to come in. The answer is just going to be no.
1-855-450-FREE. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Here's a little bit more, an update on the story. Over at CNET, Homeland Security spokes bureaucrat has provided this information. Quote, the FAST program is entirely voluntary and does not store any personally identifiable information from participants, which they call PII, as in personally identifiable information, PII, from participants once the experiment is completed. The system is not designed to capture or store PII. Any information that is gathered and stored under
them. Apparently it is if they have to delete it after the thing is done. I mean, apparently it is designed to store the information.
Any information that is gathered is stored under an anonymous identifier and is only available to DHS as aggregated performance data. It's only used for laboratory protocol as we are doing research and development. It's gathered when people sign up as volunteers, not by the FAST system. If it were ever to be deployed, there would be no PII captured from people going through the system. Of course not! I mean, who would have thought the government would have ever captured any of your information and kept it on file?
Because the government loves to capture information. That's what they do. Governments everywhere, all the time, capture information on their citizens and whomever.
You don't believe this guy?
Maybe for this purpose of this particular...
Right, that's what he's saying, essentially, is, well, in this program, we're not doing
Once
this.
We roll this out, though, baby, we're taking pictures of everything and everybody, we're going to have your body temperature every day walking down the street. We're going to know.
Well, he does say, his claim is, if it were ever to be deployed, which of course is their intention, there would be no PII captured from people going through the system. So, hey, why would they deploy it if they're not going to capture any of the personally identifiable information?
I can't believe that for a second.
And, you know, even if, okay, so we know he's lying, right? Even if he believes he's telling the truth, he's not in charge. He's just a spokesperson. So he's just saying.
Can you imagine this? I mean, where is the government spokesperson that has thrown down their hat and said, "You sirs have turned me into a liar. I will not go out and stand in front of those microphones anymore and tell lies for you people.
Well, see, that's just
you besmirch my good name.
No one
good
is even
heaven, sir.
No one is even going to remember. I mean, this guy isn't even cited in this article. It's just a Homeland Security spokesman. So he's not even identified. So years down the road, when this stuff is finally implemented, no one's going to remember who said that.
Three spokesmen later,
and it won't be like even if this guy was identified, Joe Smith said that this will never be implemented. Or
this
that,
is
that
what it
never...
means when you work for the government, you never have to say you're sorry.
Well, right, you're never responsible. Not only do you not just say you're sorry, but you're not even responsible in the first place. Well, I mean, at the time he could just simply say, well, at the time. It wasn't our intention.
That's what they told me.
Right.
That's what they told this guy.
Right. So he's just the spokesman. So whoever it was that was in charge of making that decision, that person may not even be employed with the department anymore. So what are you going to do? There's no liability on their part for telling a lie.
That's what the government does.
Right. You're just going to hopefully learn your lesson this time and say, okay, I'm not going to believe whatever I hear from them. They're the government. They're likely lying. So there you have it. The system being tested, likely going to be rolled out at various different checkpoints, airports, border patrol. That means likely the internal checkpoints in this country as well that aren't on the border, the ones that are within 100 miles of the border. You'll likely start to see these in more locations. Just like we've heard stories from people, these are unconfirmed, but we've heard stories from people saying that they've seen the scanner machines being taken to checkpoints, not just at airports, but like at a Greyhound bus station, for instance. So 1-855-450-FREE for your thoughts.
The gullibility of folks, it just stuns me how they can continue, the journalists especially, how they can continue to accept this crap day after day, year after year from the government, knowing that it doesn't turn out. I mean, I just don't understand. They don't report on how government programs grow, how their missions change, how they were lied to in the beginning. Where's the piece, now that NASA's basically wrapping up its mission, where's the piece, the retrospective from other NASA, from when NASA was rolled out about all the things that they promised and delivered none.
You know, the U.S. dollar's devaluing, and you can see it happening every day. And a new currency is going to take over at some point. You probably want to get on the ground floor of that. Bitcoins are a decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and they are free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. Use them anywhere in the world. For no fees, and it's a great little device. They're basically cash for the internet. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more. Your dollars are going down. Weusecoins.org. More coming up. The latest on Ron Paul, what's happening with his campaign, and your thoughts about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup, an extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI, and it is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 tonight. Here with you, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that and get involved.
The time to stand up for freedom is now. The media won't help us. The establishment won't help us. They wish to black us out. Let's let them black this out. On October the 19th, that's today, tens of thousands of Americans, I am one of them. Ian?
Yep.
Nemi?
Me too.
There you go. We are among the tens of thousands of Americans that have donated to the Ron Paul's presidential campaign. Visit blackthisout.com. Join them in the fight for liberty and freedom. Or join us in the fight for liberty and freedom. I'm not fighting, however.
Yeah, I don't care much for that copy.
That particular term isn't for me, but I am certainly willing to give some money to the Ron Paul campaign. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, I consider it an outreach campaign. To me, it's not a fight at all. The first time I read that the first time, and then I started kind of doing that commercial in other ways because I think the fighting meme is not the right one for me.
To a lot of people, though. I mean, there's a lot of people that are into, we must fight. We must push back.
Get the troops on the ground.
Revolution.
And it works. I mean, yeah, right, there's the revolution.
It's a battle for liberty.
I like the term love-olution, and a love-olutionary isn't going to fight,
not
right?
Fighting. Yes, exactly right.
And so, you know, For me, that's not the right term. However, I don't think Ron Paul's fighting. He doesn't go up there on the stage and spew hatred or any of the things like that. And I'm not saying that fighting means hatred necessarily, but it's just a term that gets people, some people, excited. And
I actually wrote quite a bit about that. It was one of my blogs from jail. I wrote a lot about how, you know, I heard from folks while I was in jail that keep up the struggle, you know, keep fighting, keep fight the good fight.
I don't have a problem with the struggle. I don't have a problem with that terminology because this.
Why? It's pretty much the same thing.
I don't think it is.
Fight and struggle. Same
struggle
synonyms.
I don't think so. I think a struggle is not necessarily a fight. Is sort of against other people. A struggle isn't necessarily against other people. A struggle is you can be struggling for all kinds of different things.
You should probably go look that one up. 1-855-453 is the number here. But all that said, the Ron Paul campaign is something worth supporting, in my opinion, because, well, Ron Paul is the most, singly most successful individual at introducing people to the ideas of liberty. And so to give his campaign a little bit of cash, today's the day to do it. BlackThisOut.com, $1.7 million is what they've collected thus far.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if they're going to be hitting the record, which was $4.3 million. According to Wikipedia, the $4.3 million that he raised on, I think it was November 5th, 2007, was the very first ever money bomb. It was the highest total of dollars raised in one day for any presidential candidate ever. So that alone was a huge record.
I'd like to see that broken.
It would be great to break that. 4.3, it's a long way away from 1.7. I don't know if I'm that optimistic,
but I think that people are going to get on their internet, their interwebs.
It could rally there toward the very end.
Between 7 and 10 p.m. And probably do their thing. And remember, we're not just talking about the Eastern time zone.
Presumably they're going to take this all the way, to Hawaii time or something like that?
I would think so.
It's not specified anywhere when the actual time of this particular day ends. Obviously, for those of us here in Eastern time, it's going to end in just a few hours at midnight. But that's still, Hawaiian time's another 5 or 6 hours after that.
If I were running this campaign, it'd be a long day, I can assure you.
Yeah.
It'd be more than 24 hours in this particular day.
So we'll keep an eye on things, let you know. As that pans out. Now, Nemi, you had, seen this recent debate. I, of course, can't imagine how anyone could sit down and watch these politicians spew their filth.
Well, we can't actually watch the debate generally because we're on the air.
Right.
So we'd have to record it. I do at times TiVo it, or whatever term one uses. I don't actually have a TiVo machine. I have something else. But, I don't always get to watch.
Now, some people did see it. In fact, Michelle Seven was just raving about Ron Paul's performance in the debate last night.
He did do really well.
And she had complained about the last one because she felt like he only got to answer a few questions in the one that was prior to this one. So she felt like it was a huge improvement. But you were a little disappointed?
I'm not sure I agree. I still think that he got the short end of the stick, and the media is definitely biased against him, in my opinion. Prime example is right at the end. He wasn't able to answer the question of why or how you would be able to beat Barack Obama. And I think that's a travesty.
Right.
You know,
Rick Santorum had the opportunity to talk about how he was going to beat Barack Obama. Newt Gingrich had the top opportunity to talk about how he was going to beat Barack Obama.
Was it a claim they just ran out of time, didn't have time for Ron Paul?
Yeah, Michelle Bachmann interjected herself into it in the last 30 seconds or so. But
I'd say that's savvy. Nice.
On her part, you mean?
Yes.
And I do share some complaints that I've heard that Ron is a little too polite in the debates. I hate to say too polite, but he's not one to really interject or
not assertive enough.
Right, not assertive enough. Doesn't really inject himself into the conversation or fight for mic time. So. Another thing that really frustrates me about the mainstream media is in the Dartmouth debate, it was what was going on with his eyebrows. In this debate, it was his suit jacket was two sizes too big.
These are what the commentators are saying?
Yeah, and it's really, he's been reduced to.
Well, no, that figures because they can't say anything about his ideas. You can't assail the ideas of liberty with anything that's sensible, so attack the man. That makes sense. Attack his, the way he looks. Attack his tone of voice. Attack all kinds of things. But you can't attack the message. What are you going to say to that?
I think the most brilliant quote, in my opinion, of the evening was when he said, I have a plan to balance the budget and cut $1 trillion in spending in the first year. And he said, I want someone else up here to cut something that's real, and
right.
No one else did.
Right. He looks down the line. It was really great. And he's his hands are wide open,
yeah.
But not pointing at anybody. He's gesticulating, and the whole line of them are looking like, duh, we're not going to cut anything. We're Washington insiders.
Yeah.
I mean, take a look at us. Even the black guy that says that he's from the outside has worked for the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
bad.
What in the world is he going to cut? He's not talking about cutting anything. He's talking about raising taxes on 80% of Americans. He doesn't want to cut crap. He wants to have more power and more money aggregated to himself. That's what all these power mongers want. One of you step forward and tell me how you want to minimize your job, how you want to make the presidency less powerful, how you want to have less money aggregated to the government. Go ahead and do it.
And no one did. And the words dangerous and scary were used, and I think those are absolutely accurate. But you'll only see those sound clips if you go looking for them from Ron Paul. If you go look at CNN's website, if you look at Washington Post, even Time, I'm really disappointed in the mainstream coverage because, especially with that last question, is no one noticed, apparently, in the mainstream media that he did not have the chance to answer that question, and I want to know the answer. I already know the answer, but I want to hear him say it.
Barack Obama?
Right, absolutely.
It seems obvious to me.
Being the only anti-war candidate? How about that?
Right. I mean, you know, essentially you get several different flavors of conservative. You get one sort of moderate to liberal, Republican. And then you get Ron Paul, who has the consistent message of liberty. And he can actually offer something to the voter who's out there, who's kind of on the fence. I mean, you've got to understand the American public has had 6 years in the last 10 years, had 6 years of all Republican rule and 2 years of all Democrat rule. They know what these rubes, these thieves, these liars are all about. They understand. They're sick of that. Give them something new, and then, yeah, they will vote for him. Ron Paul is the easy win if he can get past the primary. In the general, he's the easy win.
1-855-450-FREE. You are certainly welcome to share your observations from the Ron Paul's performance in the debate, or bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Plus, Nemi recently got carded at a grocery store. Was it a grocery store?
Yes, it was a CVS.
All right, so we'll come back. We'll explain what it was all about, because I guess she wasn't expecting it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy Free Talk Live, you can support the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and of course you get perks like access to the Amp Only forum, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only call-in lines. So go on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and if you've ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are too expensive, you need to know about jurisdictionary.com for next time, because hopefully there won't be a next time, but if there is, you need to know about jurisdictionary.com. It's the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. And until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal court. And it costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course is so easy that the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Go to their website at jurisdictionary.com. Download their free tools, including the free legal flowchart, weekly tips and tactics newsletters, the free legal dictionary, videos, and more. Go to jurisdictionary.com. And when you're ready to buy, use their pull-down menu and choose Free Talk Live so they know you heard about it here. Jurisdictionary.com. Let's talk to John in Minnesota. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Yes, sir.
Hey, John, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to know how to donate to Ron Paul.
Go to ronpaul2012.com.
Okay, is that R-O-N-P-A-U-L?
Yep. 2012.com.
RonPaul2012.com.
2012.com.
And if you do it tonight, because today is October 19th, it's the Black This Out Day, then your donation will count towards the money bomb that they're doing today to show the media that Ron Paul means business, and he should be given much more attention than he has been given.
Okay, so that's RonPaul2012.com.
You got it, John. So what else did you want to share tonight?
Well, about these government schools, I've been saying that for 15 years. You know, they're just run by the government. When I went to school, I got out in 58, it was public school where the public would check out the teachers when they came to the area to see if they wanted that teacher. Now the public.
You're saying it was different in 1958? I mean, it sounds like it was still a government school.
Well, it was less than it is now.
Right. Well, obviously things have changed quite a bit in 50 years. The federal government got involved in the 1950s, and then things really started to go downhill.
Yeah, we had religious ed in school and stuff like that. We could go once a week. We took an hour. We'd go to some kind of a class, you know, whatever denomination somebody was. And
so you were looking into different religions in this particular class?
No. It was just you could study if you were a Lutheran or a Mennonite or a Presbyterian or whatever you were, you'd go to that class.
Really? They had different classes for different denominations in the school?
The local preacher would come out for that different. You know,
so the rabbi would come from the synagogue and teach in one classroom?
Yeah, if they had somebody from a synagogue.
Interesting.
They would do it off the school ground. You know, like they'd go to like the library or the city hall or fire hall or just somewhere like that that they would use their facility.
Well, one thing's for sure, whether it was 1958 or today, having the government run schools is the worst way you could possibly go about it.
I think it's deteriorated.
And
deteriorated to some extent.
Of course it has. Go ahead, sir.
In 1840 is when they decided to have, you know, they call them public schools or whatever, called the state what started taking it. But there's a whole history about that. In 76, when my son was old enough to go to school, we wanted to teach him at home, and there was only one school for curriculum. It was called the
Calvert. They had one homeschool program, though, only one.
I think it was Calvert School, you know, where for missionaries.
Certainly things have improved in the homeschooling movement since then. Thanks, John, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 1-855-450-FREE. Something was screwy with his connection, too. I'm not sure what it was.
Didn't seem like it.
So 855-450-3733. Yeah, so, when you know, the history of the government schools is an interesting one, especially because it really had a lot to do with religions competing with one another, specifically Protestants and Catholics. In this country. And I always get it mixed up. Was it the Catholics that started the government school,
no,
or was it the Protestants?
Protestants.
It was the Protestants that did.
Protestants, because Catholics, one of their missions that they would do is setting up schools and educating youngsters. And when they educated the youngsters, they teach them to be Catholics.
Catholicism, sure.
And you'd be really, really, really surprised at looking through the history of this country about the contention between Catholics and Protestants. And apparently it was a really big deal in Europe, you know, 300 or 400 or 500 years ago, is, oh, those Catholic people, they're terrible. And they didn't, you know, they didn't want them taking a foothold here, even though Maryland was set up as a Catholic colony, interestingly. I mean, it was a feudal land grant, in fact. And so, you know, it just the idea that they were there, they were spreading, watch out for them, they're bad.
So they implemented the government school system to force everyone to send their kids to the government schools rather than, or what were the essentially at the time Protestant government schools, rather than send them to the Catholic schools.
Yeah.
That's where it came from, at least around here. And, of course, they took the Prussian school system with this very regimented, authoritarian system of, you know, you got to raise your hand before you can say something. And if the lights get turned off, then, you know, you've got to be quiet. All these rules, this very rigid structure came from way back, came from the Prussian school system. And it's still that way today.
I totally forgot about shutting the lights off when we were supposed to be quiet.
Yeah.
That's
done.
1-855-7. I'm so glad I could bring that back for you.
Thank you.
1-855-450-FREE is the number here. If you want to learn more about the government schools and what they're really all about, John Taylor Gatto has got to be one of the best resources out there. And he wrote the book on it. He was the New York State School Teacher of the Year in the past and then kind of changed sides and came out of the closet against the government school system and has been speaking out against it ever since. He's now in his 80s. He's probably not the best public speaker these days, but his information is unassailable. It's very interesting. So you can go to johntaylorgatto.com, and I believe he's published at least one of his epic books online for free, and maybe more than one of them for free, but you can go and you can absorb this information and not have to pay a dime for it. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think Americans would be really disturbed if they saw what the sort of founders of this this school system have to say.
Oh, there's some creepy stuff
about the creation of public school. I mean, what they were trying to do is they're trying to create a class of people that is compliant.
The drone, the worker drone.
Yeah, it's exactly what they want.
Yeah, and if you think that we're exaggerating this, you really
all you need to do is educate yourself on this subject. We're not making up any of these things. This is what they believe.
Now, it doesn't mean, just to be clear, it doesn't mean that your favorite teacher at your local school understands this. They probably have no idea. They're just part of the system. They're cog in this machine. They don't realize what its original intentions were. Maybe the superintendents don't even know. I mean, who knows how many people within the government school system are aware of what its true purposes are?
Sure. I mean, I'm in radio. I can't tell you what Marconi's first name is. I mean, that doesn't...
Guglielmo, I think?
I don't know. Anyway. Something funny. What is there to know about the history? Why would you know that?
You don't know how a transmitter works.
I certainly don't know that.
Put a commercial on the air.
You know, as a matter of fact, I went to WEMG up in...
Oh, God, Mark, you have to bring that up.
WEGP. Presque Isle. Yeah, in Presque Isle, Maine. And I was talking to Pat there, and he was showing me all the blinking gizmos. And he was showing me in a manner that I was to be impressed with because I knew what they were doing and what kind he had. And he had a lot of really amazing blinking gizmos. But I don't know what you're showing me, Pat. he pretty much realized he was dealing with a rube and began to talk down a little bit. And so that I could
he
understand.
Does sales, though, from what I understand. So you could have talked to him about that.
Yeah. We talked about sales a great deal. And, I talked about having run the sales department in a small AM, and we had things to commensurate on.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that was a highlight of your vacation.
It was great.
So 855-450-FREE is the number here. All kinds of stuff to talk about. Of course, you can take control of these airwaves. Still on the way, imagine breaking up the United States. That's the headline on a Wall Street Journal piece. And I have to say, it's pretty exciting that mainstream media is talking about the idea of secession.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. We need to have more of this. The concept of secession needs to get out there into as many people's heads as possible so it can get out in as many conversations as possible and so people can take it seriously again as a potential solution to this behemoth, overarching, controlling Leviathan-like government. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.